Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, April 10th. Since January, nearly 150 Delta County high school students conducted hands-on air quality research, thanks to a partnership between the University of Colorado Boulder and four local high schools. Students presented their research projects at an air quality inquiry science symposium at Paonia High School last Wednesday. The event was sponsored by the Western Slope Conservation Center and featured presentations from the project directors, CU researchers and graduate students, and from students at Paonia High School. Students designed projects and investigated local air quality issues. They collected samples using low-cost, next-generation air quality monitors, called PODs, that were developed at CU. CU graduate student and Air Quality Inquiry Program Technical Director Lucy Cheadle described the pods and how they work.
So it's this electronics board, and we mount different sensors. They're just commercial air quality sensors. Each one measures a different species. So in the AQIQ pods, we have CO2, VOCs, and ozone, okay. And then also temperature and humidity. So you put all those sensors on the board, and then the board can log data.
Okay.
So it logs data from each of those sensors every about 15 seconds. And then it saves it on a micro SD card. So we can take out that card, put it in a computer, and then you can look at your data files.
I see. Mm-hmm. And so for some like these detergents, would you just open up the bottle of detergent and set it next to the pod? And then that would just activate the sensors?
So the sensors are always running, and we have fans, so the air gets pulled over the sensor board, and they're housed in a little plastic box.
Okay.
And so if you put the detergent next to the pod, it would pull the air in over the sensors. So you'd see, the sensors might have been reading a baseline value, and then it would increase and then maybe decrease if you took the detergent away.
Pods measured emissions of carbon dioxide, CO2, and volatile organic compounds, or VOCs. High school students used the pods for a variety of experiments that measured local emissions of VOCs and CO2 from a variety of sources. Alicia Olson and Jalen Walker measured heavy VOCs emitted by cleaning products. Evan White and Donald Carter analyzed emissions from different kinds of firewood. Jade Ellenberger and Tristan Motz examined aquatic dissolved CO2 compared to atmospheric CO2. Logan Green and Gavin Weiss used a pod to measure CO2 and light VOC emissions at a local coal mine. Sadie Miller and Lila Hayuten Barrel measured VOCs in shampoo. McKenna Palmer and Sophie Anderson used their experiment to compare car emissions with a full tank and an empty tank of gas. Katya Sweeterman and Nicole Jeffress measured heavy VOCs in everyday scented items, like deodorant and popcorn. Here are students Gray Neal and Clay Campbell talking about their experiment, which measured CO2 and VOC emissions from cattle.
We were just trying to figure out if, the feedlot versus cattle or, open pasture cattle was better or worse for the air quality.
And so when you're talking about, what did you measure? Emissions of CO2? Is that what it was all about?
Yes, so emissions of CO2 and light VOCs, which are particles in the air that are released from the cattle. They're really, really fine particles. Heavy VOCs would be coming from industrial burning and things along that line.
So, Gray, how did you actually go about measuring these emissions?
So what we did is we just took the pod, I guess you can call it, the data measuring device, and we set it out into the open field, and we let it sit there for 3 or 4 hours right in between there. And then before we went to bed, he went and moved it into the feedlot. And while that was going, we just collected the data of the air quality at the time. And this is what it shows. So over time, it just bounces back and forth, but it usually stays within the same. There's no real big difference. You can tell that it stays within 390 and 420 or 445, if you want to say that, throughout the whole thing. Light VOCs is definitely a little bit different because it jumps around every which way, because you can't really tell what time those cows are going to be stinky, because that's pretty much what light VOCs are, is kind of stink, and that's, you can't really tell when they're gonna, so we just decided that we were going to test it out like that, and it worked. We thought our hypothesis was definitely came to a conclusion that we were correct, that there wasn't going to be a real big difference, and that there shouldn't be a worry about feedlots over the open field pastures.
There will be another Air Quality Inquiry Science Symposium at Delta High School on May 23rd. Students from Delta, Cedar Edge, and Hotchkiss High Schools will present their projects then. In news from Montrose, the Montrose City Council voted unanimously last week to name Judy Ann Files as mayor. According to the Montrose Daily Press, Files is in her second go-around serving as mayor of Montrose. She also held the position for 1 year from April of 2013 to April of 2014. In this second time around, Files replaced outgoing Montrose Mayor Rex Swanson. Montrose City Council member Roy Anderson was named Mayor Pro Tem. In other news from Montrose, in a press release, the city announced that the Public Works Department has closed Lott Street between South 4th and South 5th Street. Repairs are needed as a result of a waterline break which severely damaged pavement on November 30th of last year. Repairs include installing a 10-inch waterline, which will assist in preventing future events of a similar nature. Lott Street will be closed to traffic. Parking will be blocked as needed. Repairs and the resulting closure should conclude in approximately 30 days. The public is asked to utilize alternative routes and adhere to posted signage throughout this time. And in this final item, each spring, the City of Montrose sponsors and coordinates a full schedule of Earth Week activities. This year, Earth Week is celebrated April 17th through April 22nd. A different theme is highlighted each year to raise awareness about how each member of the community can help preserve a healthy environment for themselves and future generations. This Is Your Land, one of the United States' most famous folk songs, is the theme for 2017. As part of Earth Week activities and to encourage water conservation, the City of Montrose is kicking off a rebate program for replacing older toilets with new high-efficiency models. Toilets manufactured since 1994 are designed to use 1.6 gallons per flush, whereas some of the older models use 3.5 or more gallons per flush. To be eligible for the rebate, the new model must be a qualified WaterSense labeled toilet that uses either 1 gallon per flush for a $25 rebate or 0.8 gallons per flush for a $50 rebate. Get flush with your next flush and claim a rebate by submitting an application to the city with a receipt showing the brand and model number for the new toilet to claim your rebate. Rebates will be issued as a credit on your water bill. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.